From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina have decided to release body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal shooting of a black man by police earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday that the footage is being released because it would not negatively impact the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry. Community activists have been for days calling on Putney to release the video of the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Putney said Saturday he wanted to be thorough, not quick.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
Chief Putney says the video shows that Scott absolutely had a handgun when he was fatally shot by police on Tuesday. An amateur video shot by Scott's wife and released Friday has officers repeatedly telling Scott to drop the gun before he is killed. After years in the making, the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public in Washington Saturday. President Obama told the thousands gathered that African American history is as central to America's story as accounts of the founding fathers.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
Others at the ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing the museum's construction, and Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis of Georgia, who called it a dream come true. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and their allies have recaptured a strategically located Palestinian refugee camp on the northern outskirts of the city of Aleppo. It comes amid heavy Russian airstrikes over rebel-held eastern sectors of the city. As Edward Uranian reports, the strikes have flattened buildings, killed and wounded scores of people, and left thousands without water.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Rami Abdelrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that dozens of people have been killed Saturday and that many others have been buried under collapsed buildings. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the Union's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that stopping illegal immigration and human trafficking are essential elements of the way forward. She said, "Our goal has to be to stop the illegal immigration as much as possible, and that is what everybody agreed on here. The EU-Turkey treaty and its implementation is essential." Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern said that three major points discussed in the meeting included the expansion of Frontex to strengthen the protection of borders of the EU, speeding up Greece's asylum process and the Turkey-EU deal, and speeding up similar agreements with other non-member states. This year, Austria and several other countries largely shut down the so-called Balkan route, a move that left thousands of migrants and refugees stuck in Greece and infuriated the Greek government. On the trail to the White House, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will suspend weekend preparations for Monday's presidential debate in order to meet separately Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu's office did not say where the meetings with the two presidential candidates will take place. Trump's campaign staff telephoned the Israeli Prime Minister's office to arrange their meeting after finding out that he was scheduled to meet with Clinton, his Democratic opponent. The first presidential debate is Monday in Hempstead, New York. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.